What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm going to start doing things differently. I'm going to start trying to bang out more videos, so they'll probably be shorter, and I'll probably stop labeling them as episodes. Like this one, I'm going to just get into some NBA talk, and I'm going to start separating the NBA talk from the political talk or the world events or whatnot. All right, first things first, let me pull up this NBA.com, load that in, and while we're loading that, let me give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team will never be link up. They're gonna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting list, another waiting for that tropical twist that'll kick your taste buds. Now taste up. Yo, I insist it's the drizzle.
I insist it's the Dizzle. Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, mixture of agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Check them out at DizzleBrand.com. You want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three links, and you can order your very own bottle. Online must be 21 and over. Shipping handling is included. And below that is also store locations in California, Oklahoma City, and Kansas, and coming soon to other states in the Midwest as well. So check them out, DizzleBrand.com. And also go buy the merch. They got the hats, the t-shirts, the hoodies. A lot of stuff happened, man. So let me pull up every deal from day two of free agency. So free agency start, it's only 2 days in a free agency. And some of the big Malcolm Brogdon trade. A lot of big contract extensions. LaVine signs 5-year, $250 million. Nurkic, 4-year deal. John Wall, 2-year deal with the Clippers. Zion Williamson, Pelicans, closing in on extension. Mitchell Robinson returns to the Knicks on 4-year deal. Hawks reportedly deal Herder to Kings, which the Hawks just got what I talked about last episode, DeJounte Murray. Rubio returns to Cavs. Towns agrees to $224 million, 4-year extension. Morant agrees to extension. Booker agrees to extension. Suns land Lee on a 1-year deal. Wolves reach deal with Brian Forbes. Jalen Smith returning to Pacers. Oh, Dante DiVincenzo signs with the Warriors since Gary Payton II signed a, I want to say 3-year or 4-year deal with it's a 3-year deal with the Portland Trailblazers. So they picked up Gary Payton II and old boy that signed with him recently. I forgot his name. I keep forgetting his name because I don't think he's gonna make that much of a difference. I really don't. Derrick Jones Jr. re-signs with Bulls. Looney agrees to extension. Let's go over the Brogdon deal. So Celtics get Brogdon and they give away Daniel Tice, Aaron Nesmith, Nick Strauss, Malik Fitz, Juwan Morgan, and 2021 first round pick. And the person I was trying to think for the Trailblazers was Jeremy Grant. The Celtics gave away nothing really for Malcolm Brogdon. I mean, I think it's a good deal. Kings land Kevin Herter. The Hawks get Justin Holiday, Mo Harkless, and a 2024 first round pick protected. So they got a little bit back on that. because Justin Holliday is a pretty good pro player. I don't know what Mo Harkless is doing these days. Cavs reportedly pick up Robin Lopez. What is this? Otto Porter Jr. signs with the Raptors. So he signs a two-year deal with the Raptors after playing a vital role for the Warriors. And that's the thing. Warriors are about to lose some of their key contributors. They're going to be banking on these young players to develop a little quicker. They lost Gary Payton II, Otto Porter Jr., who Otto Porter Jr. ended up becoming a starter for them when they went small. Raptors re-signed Thaddeus Young. Bruce Brown is signed with the Nuggets. So the Nets lost Bruce Brown. The Nets are just crumbling. And I'm going to probably get in a little bit more of that too. So Gary Payton Jr. signs a three-year deal. And the puppy just left out the room. Let's talk about Gobert to the Minnesota T-Wolves. This is probably the second best move I've seen the T-Wolves do in my lifetime. The first one was getting Jimmy Butler in a trade. And that's the thing. A team like the T-Wolves, you're never going to get a player like Rudy Gobert or an all-star caliber player or a star player to go to a small market like the T-Wolves. So they got to trade. I like this move. It guarantees them into the playoffs next year. And if they're in the play-in tournament next year, this trade is a disaster. They should automatically be like a fourth or fifth seed with this pickup. Now you're banking on the development of Anthony Edwards. I honestly think you should move D'Angelo Russell for something else. Somebody more that plays better defense and maybe is more efficient. I mean, but they got a decent squad. They got D'Angelo Russell, Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, and Gobert. I mean, if Anthony Edwards takes the leap that we think he could take, this can work. If Anthony Edwards could take that leap into that 25-point-a-game guy, and Towns is around that 22 to 25, and D'Angelo Russell is around that 15 to 19, and Rudy Gobert could give you like 12 and 10, this could be something. This could be something. Warriors losing that some of their players is going to be interesting. I also want to talk about, I didn't bring it up too much. Miles Bridges charged with felony domestic violence. I ain't seen the pictures of his girl, but apparently he's probably going to get charged. I don't know what this bode well. This was terrible timing for him because any chance of him getting a big contract from any other team just went down the drain. And now you gave the Hornets leverage to pay you less money because, you know, Jordan could just be like, look, dog, I'm not paying you a full max, felon. And I don't want to hear allegedly beat up his girl, not like that. They got pictures out there. He beat the mess out of her, man. Like, I just lost all respect for Miles Bridges. I don't even want him on my team. Get rid of him. He's not even that efficient. And this is another thing that's going to hurt our chances for keeping LaMelo Ball. I mean, we got a team of nothing but felons right now. Miles Bridges facing felony, assault battery. You got my man Montrezl Harrell got busted with 3 pounds of weed. We don't know if it's going to be trafficking or whatnot. That could be a felony. You know, and even though nobody should be getting locked up for marijuana, as far as I'm concerned. You know my take on that. They want to, if you know, that's why I don't really care too much about abortion not being a national law, because I care more about weed being a national law, because that will stop, that will be the first step into police reform and prison reform. And I think police reform and prison reform is far more important issue than abortion. I repeat, police reform and prison reform is a far more important issue than women killing off kids. And I saw on TikTok today that I might be changing my stance on abortion. I might be changing my stance on abortion and saying that we might need to have abortions due to some of these cuckoo for Cocoa Puff nutcase parents that have kids. These nutcases that are having kids that shouldn't have kids. Yeah, there's a lot of moves that took place. I want to get into Kevin Durant real quick. I have no respect for Kevin Durant as an athlete. I got no respect for Kyrie Irving. Kevin Durant sitting there and pointing the finger at Brooklyn and blaming Brooklyn for Kyrie's mistakes. It's so pathetic. It's so weak-minded. It's a lack of accountability. It's scumbag-like. I mean, only scumbags don't believe in accountability. Only a complete scumbag would not believe in accountability. A complete dishonest human being. Yeah, I got no respect for Kevin Durant whatsoever. You pointing fingers at Brooklyn because they don't want to give a full max extension to a part-time worker is so pathetic and weak-minded. It's so entitled. It's so athletic privilege. You know, I mean, if anybody's got privilege in America, it's athletes. Superstar athletes got more privilege than any freaking white man. I don't want to hear about white privilege when athletes, high school athletes got privilege. You know how I know that? Because you had high school football star athletes who didn't even have to try out for the basketball team and automatically got a position on the team, but couldn't play a lick of basketball to save their life. You know, that is called athletic privilege. It's entitlement, you know, and Kevin Durant thinks he's entitled to, you know, have the team that he works for give a major pay raise and bump to a part-time worker. Part-time workers don't get raises. I repeat, part-time workers don't get raises. Anybody who thinks part-time workers get raises is dumber than a bag of bricks. That don't work in the work world. No job is giving their part-time workers raises. They give their full-time workers raises. Duh. Freaking idiots, morons, thinking that a part-time worker should get a freaking raise, man. You got to be the most pathetic, miserable, weak-minded person on the planet, man. And Kevin Durant, man, you know, when Kobe Bryant played in the league, he was probably my least favorite basketball player in the league. Now it's definitely Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Kyrie Irving is the most selfish team player I've ever seen in my entire life. I repeat, the most selfish team player I've ever seen in my entire life. And the fact that Kevin Durant still wants to play with Kyrie is really pathetic. It just goes to show you that he doesn't hold Kyrie accountable. He's holding Brooklyn Nets accountable for Kyrie Irving's actions and his mistakes. You know, Kyrie Irving runs James Harden out of Brooklyn. I would argue that if Kyrie Irving got vaccinated and played the games, that James Harden would have stayed. And, you know, let's look at a cat like Andrew Wiggins. You know, he didn't get vaccinated. And even though I'm not vaccinated and I guess you could say I'm anti-vax because I don't trust it, I don't play a team sport. I'm a self-employed business owner. So if I decide not to get vaccinated, I'm not being selfish. I'm not, you know, I'm not a team sport player. When you're a team sport player and you're the only person on the team that doesn't do something that is required for us to play as a team, you're being selfish. And Andrew Wiggins didn't want to get vaccinated, and he took a religious stance, and I don't believe in religion. As far as it's man-made, I don't believe in what religion says religion is. I believe religion is just, it's common sense laws of man that I somewhat agree with, like, you know, being nice to your neighbor, teaching people respect, and not stealing from people, and putting a gun to them, and killing, you know, cold-blooded murder. And, you know, yeah, I believe in all these hateful, heinous things shouldn't be done. You know what I'm saying? You know, I do agree with those. I do, but I don't know, man. This Kyrie situation is just like, he's a selfish individual. Even though I didn't get vaccinated, I don't believe in the vaccinations for me, because we don't know, because it was just rushed and we don't know the side effects. I'm not a team player. And Andrew Wiggins got vaccinated, took his religious stance, even though I don't believe in, you know, I don't believe in religion like that, because I believe in Jesus Christ and what religion says is God. Like I said, I believe in the morals of religion, like just being a nice, decent human being, and things of that nature. But the prize at the end of the tunnel for Andrew Wiggins getting vaccinated and being a team player was a championship ring. And any negative outlook that he had on his career has turned into a positive. Why? Because Andrew Wiggins was the second best player in the NBA Finals for a championship team. I repeat, Andrew Wiggins, the second best player for a championship team in the NBA Finals. And if Kyrie Irving plays the whole season, they still got James Harden and Kevin Durant comes back, I would argue that Brooklyn Nets would have been in the NBA Finals and Kyrie Irving would have probably been the second best player on a championship team in the NBA Finals behind Kevin Durant. But it goes to show you, Kyrie Irving, he only cares about Kyrie Irving. And when you're a team sport athlete, you can't just be all about you. You have to make some sacrifices for the team. If not, you know, but Kyrie's got his championship ring already. You know, he's got more money than anybody could ask for. So he's entitled and privileged, you know, to think like that, apparently. You know, Mr. Social Justice Warrior, big hypocrite, though. Most entitled and most privileged person in America, as far as I'm concerned. Hey, I got a question for y'all. Name one country on the planet where you could not show up to work for the whole year and still make $30 million. America. America. What do you know? America. The only fucking country on the planet where you can make $30 million a year and not show up for fucking work at all. Just say, I'm not coming to work. America. That's the only fucking country. You can't do that nowhere in South America. That shit ain't flying in Canada. That shit ain't flying in Europe, China, North Korea, Africa, Asia. It's not flying nowhere else. And you know what? Before I go, we're going to keep this one sports related. I want to talk about Brittany Griner real quick. Her trial just started on the 1st yesterday. Every time I see these videos, the news, sports news videos or whatever, talking about Brittany Griner, I get the same theme going on across the board. A lack of accountability. You know, if you want to be dumb enough to try to smuggle illegal stuff into Russia, then I don't feel sorry for you. I mean, I'm not that dumb. None of my friends are that freaking stupid. None of my friends are that. And if they're that dumb, they got to go. I can't be friends with somebody that stupid. It's complete, idiotic, moronic, stupid decision. And I'm hearing a lack of accountability across the board with these sports channels. She was held detained illegally. Okay. Yeah. You know, once again, there goes American entitlement, American privilege, thinking you could just go to any country you want and do whatever the fuck you want. Well, don't work that way. You know, there was a time when I used to say, damn, I wish I was born in Japan because my mom was lived in Japan, in Okinawa, when my grandfather was stationed in Japan in the military. I wasn't born yet. But I was always like, damn, I wish I was born in Japan. And then I found out Japan locks you up for 5 to 10 years for marijuana. And I was like, well, fuck that. Keep Japan. Screw Japan. I don't fuck a Japan. People don't have the same take on things across the world the way we have takes on things. Some countries, they'll kill you if you're gay. And, you know, even though homosexuals and lesbians been around since the dawn of man, mankind in America, it just is kind of starting to accept, you know, just accept it across the board. You know, and we just accepted that. And I still would never really accept same sex as having sex with a child. I mean, we know sexual intercourse is designed for procreation. But mankind has made the purpose of sex as pleasure. That's mankind's purpose. But the laws of nature, I don't care what mankind says the purpose is. That's not the purpose. Laws of nature have clearly defined the purpose of sexual intercourse as procreation. We've just, you know, tried to redefine something that we don't get to redefine. We don't get to redefine things that the laws of nature dictate. And I'm going to repeat that over and over again on this podcast. We don't get to redefine things the laws of nature dictate. So Brittany Griner is facing 10 years. If she gets to 10 years, I wouldn't feel sorry for her one bit. Even though my stance on marijuana in America, where it should be legally, nationally legal, that doesn't have anything to do with fucking Russia. And I don't fucking live in Russia. And if I fucking lived in Russia, my mindset would be totally fucking different. Because I would have grown up from a perspective of having zero fucking freedoms. And that's the thing in America. We always, I think what I want to get at with this Brittany Griner thing is I don't want to hear her bitching and complaining about America if she gets out of this. If she doesn't do no prison time and she gets to come back to America, if they trade her, she gets traded for some Russian prisoner. I don't want to hear her crying and bitching, complaining about America anymore. She did it in my face, I would smack the shit out of her. Because right now, you're looking like a hypocritical bitch. You know why? Because you're over there bitching and begging to get out of a Russian prison and come back to America, the country you hate so fucking much. If you hate it so fucking much, then stay in a fucking Russian prison as far as I'm concerned. I mean, she's the Colin Kaepernick of the WNBA, and that's what she gets. You hate America so much. Well, guess what? This is the consequences of you hating America so much and thinking you're above Russian law, thinking you're above anybody's. That's another thing. Brittany Griner thinks she's above all laws. She thinks she's above all laws in no matter what country, no matter what world. What, you know, she's lucky this wasn't North Korea or China or somewhere else, you know, like one of those countries where they cut your hands off for fucking stealing. Y'all people look at this shit in such a fucking fairy tale, delusional fucking mindset, man. Yeah, America's not perfect, but yeah, take your ass to the fucking Russian prison like Brittany Griner and let's see how much you fucking hate America then. Let's see how much you're going to be a hypocrite about it then. And that's all, to me, that's all this is outlining in this whole Brittany Griner thing shows. That all these woke motherfuckers that hate America so bad, well, guess what? You hate America so bad, take your ass to a fucking Russian prison and we'll see how much you fucking hate America so much then. You'll be begging, bitching and begging to come back and you'll be fucking salivating at the point of loving fucking America again. You'll be salivating at the point of trying to fucking love America when you go to a fucking Russian prison. I lived in Panama for a few years, and Americans haven't seen fucking poverty. I don't want to hear Americans talking about poverty in America. No, that shit ain't poverty. You need another word for that shit, because it's not poverty compared to what I've seen in Panama. The poverty in America compared to Panama is fucking Beverly Hills. The poverty in America is Beverly Hills compared to Panama. I see poverty in Panama that makes fucking ghettos in New York look like fucking Beverly Hills mansions. Looks like a fucking house, look like mansions in fucking, what is that place we stayed at in New York? The Hamptons. We stayed at the Hamptons in New York when the first time I went there, and the house we stayed in was shitty, a shitty house. Shitty ass house in the Hamptons. I'll tell you what, it's in the Hamptons, so wasn't cheap. The same house in the Hamptons, it was probably like maybe $100,000, $200,000 house in Fayetteville, and it's probably like a $400,000 or $500,000 house in the Hamptons, probably. Won't worth it. Definitely won't worth it. You're playing for location. You're paying for, you could leave your door in the Hamptons unlocked and go to the grocery store, come back, and nobody's fucking with it. Just like where I stayed down the street here. If you go further down my neighborhood into the street down here towards downtown, you'll see police on bikes. It's the only part of my city where police are on bikes. And it's a pretty rich part of Fayetteville, you know. All the rich neighborhoods got that little extra security going on. So, yeah, Brittany Griner, I don't want to hear her bitching and complaining about America if she gets out of this. And even when she go, if she does 10 years and comes home, I don't want to hear her bitching and complaining about America then. Because you bitching and begging to get back to America right now. You're looking like Colin Kaepernick right now. Another fucking biggest hypocrites on the planet. You're going to do a Netflix special comparing the NFL to slavery, but you're begging to go to the NFL. I've never known about anybody that would beg to be a slave, that would beg to go to slavery. That sounds like the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my entire life. And Colin Kaepernick's a fucking hypocrite. So fuck Colin Kaepernick, fuck Brittany Griner. You know, I don't feel sorry for her one bit. Before we go, let me give you another word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
I always love seeing my beautiful spokesperson. That's right. Get marketing promotions for promopalace.biz. Pretty much one-stop shop for everything. Just send out an email to all customers. 15% off TikTok promotions. We just had a client get 9 million views off of one TikTok post. And that's the good part of TikTok. As a musician, it's one of the most effective, results-orientated platforms on the planet. But, of course, later today, I'm also going to be reacting to some libs of TikTok, show you the good, the bad, and the ugly of TikTok. You know, TikTok, it has its goods, but it has its bads. You got some nutcases on there. And that's why I think my stance from abortion might start changing the more I start seeing nutcases talking about the crazy things they talk about and they have kids. Or the people that on there want to try to indoctrinate kids with transgender. Maybe we don't need more kids when people are trying to indoctrinate them into things that are not reality. They're make-believe, they're fairy tales, they're imaginary, they're bogus, they're bullshit, they're horseshit. You know, we don't need kids being indoctrinated with complete horseshit, fairy tales. You know, you seen that movie Bright with Will Smith? That's what it is. Some old fairy tale, magic, hocus pocus, make believe BS. You know, yeah, there's real transgenders on the planet. They're called frogs. And it's only one freaking type of frog, if I'm not mistaken, that can change sex. So y'all been watching too much fucking Jurassic Park 1, thinking just because a frog can change from male to female or female to male. And I think it's only from one to the other. I don't think they could go back and forth. I don't think they could go. I think it's male to female. I think it's male to female. I don't think it's female to male. I think they could change from male to female, not female to male. I could be wrong. But only a frog can change its sex. And a frog, not all frogs. Meaning a specific type of frog. And I think it might be like a tree frog or something. So, yeah, maybe we don't need kids being born to be indoctrinated with fairy tales. And maybe we don't need, we need to have abortions for crazy nutcase cuckoo for Cocoa Puff parents that are having kids that shouldn't be having kids. I mean, there's definitely some people in this world that shouldn't be having kids. There's people that can't financially, physically, mentally take care of their kids, you know, whatsoever. I mean, it's one thing, like, for you not be there. You got to at least be there financially, one, mentally, or emotionally. You got to have at least one third. If you're, like, you're not even, some parents, they're not physically capable, emotionally capable, mentally capable of taking care of kids. Those people probably don't need to have kids whatsoever. But at the same time, who is mankind to force people to not have kids? To say, oh, now you can't have kids because you're not a good enough parent to have a kid. We can't do that in the laws. Laws, I mean, that's where the laws of nature come in. That's where the laws of nature come in, you know. So, yeah, it's a slippery slope. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Episode 161, Paul Pickett Podcast.